From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Conversation. Governor Chris Gregoire says a growing shortage of apple pickers in Washington state is a major problem. State apple growers have been offering pickers up to $150 a day. Growers say there still aren't enough workers to pick the crop. Mike Gempler is executive director of the Washington Growers League. He joins us from Yakima. Mike, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much.
So you're on the phone with apple growers every day. What are they telling you? How short are they?
Well, it varies around the state, but it seems like almost no one has enough people to get the crop off before bad weather. And that's our predicament. We've had fewer people looking for work this year, and we're heavily reliant on not just local people, but also people who come in from outside the area looking for seasonal picking jobs. And there just are not many people around looking. And we are faced with a compressed harvest, meaning we have to get more of our crop off in a shorter period of time because the crop is so late. And so we're just pushed up against November here, and we're going to run out of season because we very, very possibly because we just don't have the workforce to get the crop off.
It's not a
really nice November, and we can pick new November, but that's really dicey.
Mike, it's not the first time there have been labor shortages. How bad is it this year compared to previous years?
Well, I think it's potentially tougher this year. And again, I think it's exacerbated by Mother Nature, by the season. It's a phenomenon that's impossible to measure while it's happening, and after it's over, we know all about it. But then it's too late to do anything about it then.
What role has the Immigration Service had in this? Are your workers getting taken away?
No, not during the season. I think there's been a deterioration of our workforce this year and over the past few years because of a more hostile environment, and probably rightly so in many people's minds, for people who are using false documents. And the problem is that we don't have a good way for people to be here legally. And there's some people, I think, it's a big business political coalition on the East Coast that Michael Bloomberg and a few Fortune 500 CEOs have put together this more pro-comprehensive immigration reform coalition. They put it very well, and they said that we need to make it more difficult for people to be here, to immigrate here illegally, but we need to make it easier for people to immigrate here legally.
Mike, we're going to have to leave it there for now. Mike Gempler, executive director of the Washington Growers League, facing some problems for the apple growers this year as they're up against the weather changing and not enough people to pick the apples.